USA Radio News.
New York's governor continues to ignore calls to resign. The state's Democratic senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand Friday calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down. In a joint statement, they say due to the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of the people. Cuomo issuing a response.
I did not do what has been alleged. Period.
Cuomo now facing sexual harassment allegations from seven women. Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward. She tells New York Magazine yesterday Cuomo repeatedly touched her 7 years ago while she was a State House reporter in her mid-20s. Minneapolis agrees to settle a lawsuit over George Floyd's death. The city council Friday voting to pay $27 million to close the wrongful death suit filed in July. Lawyer Benjamin Crump represents the Floyd family, and he says the settlement sends a powerful message that black lives do matter and police brutality against people of color must end. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A somber anniversary in Louisville, Kentucky. Today marks 1 year since Breonna Taylor was shot to death by city police. The death of the 26-year-old EMT in a botched police raid leading to police reforms, the firing of three officers, and a $12 million settlement with the city and Taylor's family. By the end of the weekend, you could have another $1,400 in your bank account. The Treasury Department and IRS already processing stimulus checks from the COVID relief bill signed into law Thursday. President Biden saying Friday we can emerge from the pandemic a better nation.
It's how we do have it within ourselves to come out of this moment, which we've been saying, a lot of us have been saying for a long time, more prosperous, more united, and stronger than we went in. That's where we have a chance to be.
You can start tracking your check Monday at IRS.gov using the Get My Payment tool. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the rate of vaccinations is up 40% in the last month, over 2 million people a day now getting vaccinated. Los Angeles County can continue getting back to normal. Indoor restaurants and fitness centers among those that can reopen next week, and schools will welcome back more students. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While the U.S. opens up, some countries in Europe shutting down. A third wave of the coronavirus leading to more restrictions in Italy taking effect on Monday. A national lockdown planned for Easter weekend. Germany reporting a sudden spike in cases among children. Poland reporting 19,000 more cases Friday, its highest daily total in 4 months. Four people killed during protests in Myanmar Saturday. Police firing live rounds into groups of protesters. A UN human rights expert estimates over 70 deaths at the hands of security forces since last month's military coup overthrew the country's elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A man sentenced yesterday after killing his wife and hiding her body in a freezer for 2 years. San Diego's Matthew Sullivan will go to prison for at least 16 years. He stabbed her to death in 2014 over an affair and hid her body in a freezer before dumping it in San Diego Bay, where it was found in 2016. A Colorado man facing serious charges after disrupting a flight. Here's Jeremy Scott.
An FBI affidavit says 24-year-old Landon Greer swatted at a flight attendant on Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver last Tuesday after she repeatedly asked him to put on the required mask. The affidavit says he also urinated on a seat. Greer said he had a few shots and beers and over-the-counter pain reliever before the flight. The charge of interfering with the flight crew comes with a prison sentence of up to 20 years and a fine of $250,000. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.